Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsor Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Well, good morning, Boom Crew. We're off and running on this beautiful Freedom Friday here. And, you know, I want to cut it to you straight this morning. There comes a time in all of our life when we hit a It's like a golden opportunity that's put on our plate in a way that, and it's like God saying, here you go. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity. You know, there's a lot of heartache for Christ followers. There's a lot of battles. There's a lot of challenges. There's oftentimes tears. But God gives us the power to navigate through those things. He gives us wisdom. He allows us to, at times, hit bottom, even as Jesus followers, where we fall in dependence on God again. But there is a dependence that leads to salvation. And there's usually two things that take us away from God that God will allow to be placed on our plate, an awareness that, whoa, these two things, neither one of them have done anything to give me life. It could be that God is trying to find you today. Yeah, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Not a lot of fanfare in here, but I want to cut it to you straight because there's a story told in Luke 15. In fact, it's one big idea told with three different stories. But we're going to focus on the story of these two sons because in these two sons, you see every person on the planet captured that comes to the end of themselves. Now, when you come to the end of yourselves and God puts this option on your plate, you got a choice. You can either try to bury yourself in more of what got you there, or you can turn to God and say, God, I'm ready. And amazingly, every day that we're on air here, there's some of you that are at that point where you say, God, I'm ready. We're just praying that this is your day today. I'm asking you to hang on here. We're going to take a story out of Luke 15, these two sons, and you might have heard of it, or at least you've heard of one son, usually predominantly hear of the first son, but let me set it up, and this isn't giving away the punchline. But a lot of us find ourselves coming to the end of ourselves because we're a victim of our passion, and our passion just can't fill it up. It just, everything that we've chased, everything that we've gone after, all the stuff that we've tried to achieve, the alcohol we've tried to consume, speaking of alcohol, and all the stuff that we've chased doesn't work. And then there's another group of us, and that is all the performance that I've tried to do to be good, to do good, to even be an outstanding citizen, even to be a good person, comes to a crashing end and we go, what was this all for? And it could be that God has placed on your plate today an incredible offer. And that is to take that heavy weight of being a victim of your passion or a victim of your performance and surrender your life to Jesus. And it's one of the most powerful places you can possibly be. And God may have you there today.
It's like coffee, but for your ears. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
It's the most embarrassing thing you've ever been late for, Boom Crew. Most embarrassing thing you've ever been late for. Text us 312-274-9624. Super Dad, you got one on your heart?
I'm sorry. I'll never forget that morning. My phone rings and I'm jarred awake and I answer it and it's Allie. And my immediate reaction was, are you okay? Are the kids okay? And she's like, Di, do you know what time it is?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
I rarely.
No, you don't.
And I'm not like
no,
saying.
No, it's not. Rarely.
I think that
you
might
don't
be the only
that.
Time it ever happened.
I think it's like
it was
the only time it ever
so
happened.
So funny, and I was just like, "Is she? Are you okay? Are the kids okay?" And she's like, "Die.
Where are you?"
And then I realized what was happening, and I'm like, "Oh no!
Oh man!"
But I made it by what? Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, you made it by here. By 6:10, 6:15, which is flying because you live far away. So.
Yeah, but that was fun.
That one was definitely funny.
Somebody said the rapture. No, you haven't missed it yet, bro. Trust me. You haven't missed it yet, bro. I promise you. This guy, he texts in some funny stuff, let me tell you. So what have you ever been late for, Young Thunder?
Man, I'm trying to think. I mean,
I mean, other than class, I knew you've been late for class.
I've been late
a lot.
For class. That's happened. Oh, I remember this. It was my first day here at Moody. I came early. The freshmen come early so they can get into orientation. And the orientation classes were split up by, 10 people a classroom. So it's not like the classes were full of people. If you're late, people know you're late. And so I woke up. I realized as I'm waking up, it's time for the orientation class to start, and I've already missed it. And so I get up. Now I'm super anxious, so I go to the bathroom and I throw up because I'm so anxious that I've missed
it. Your heart.
And so, but now I'm more late. And so then I run into the classroom and I walk in, and I didn't know at the time that it wasn't going to be like everybody's there. I walk in and there's like 10 people and they're all staring at me. And so it's like, let's try to find the seat as far away from the front of this group as I can, because I was so done with it. I was like, that's not how you start your impressions at the Bible Institute.
5044. It's really funny. I was wondering if anyone would say this, and the first response we've got is, "My husband was late for our wedding." Oh, and another one came in.
Late for a wedding.
Wow.
Hopefully, it wasn't your own wedding. How do you miss your own wedding?
I don't know. That's interesting. I want more context on that.
Yeah. 5044. Give us a call. 312-274-9624. Okay. Coming up here in a moment. Pour our heart out here, Allie. We want to pray on Monday. And prayer is the engine room. It's the boiler room of everything that happens. And I'm fired up about this. We don't know exactly how this is going to go down yet. So I don't know what I'm asking you to share exactly right now.
Well, I like the way you put it in the last hour, that prayer before share. So share, if you're new around here, we're a listener supported station. So we do this twice a year where we dedicate the bulk of a week of programming for this time around. It'll be 4 full days plus some time on Saturday where we are here for extended hours, where we're casting a vision for what God's doing here and inviting you into partnership since we're listener supported. But we're going to start Monday. Normal hours, 5 to 9, but we are going to dedicate the day to prayer. Prayer around what God's doing, praise around what we've already seen, what we're asking in the coming year, and even prayer for what you've got going on personally.
Yeah, it's going to be a sweet time. I don't know how this is going to go down, but that's way prayer ought to be. It's like there's a certain amount of mystery in it. We're going to go after it, guys. This is Mercy Me coming up here in a moment. There are two ways to miss God big time, and they fall into these two distinct buckets. It's from Luke 15 on this Freedom Friday. We'll tell you how to walk free.
The craziest carpool in Chicagoland. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Guadalupe.
Hey, good morning.
What happened? Your man was late for the wedding?
Yes, I was at my parents' house, so they were able to take me to the church relatively early. My husband was being being taken by my sisters-in-law, and the car broke down on the way to the church. So they ended up taking, the car to the mechanic, but they had to call a cab for my husband. So he ended up coming late, and this was pre-cell phone day, so the priest just kept asking me, is your husband coming? And I said, as far as I know, he is.
Hey, sure. You know what he's thinking? He's thinking you got hung out to dry, Guadalupe. That's what he's thinking.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Oh. How long have you been married to this hunk of burning love?
Let me think. 27 years.
Oh, that's
congratulations.
Great.
That's awesome.
Stay on the horn, Guadalupe. You and your man, he might have been late that day, but we're going to be on time with the Carl and Crew prize pack. How about them apples, Guadalupe?
You. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You stay on the horn.
Kept asking
Is he? Are you sure he's coming?
No, I'm telling you.
How nerve-wracking would that be?
No, was convinced she's been left at the altar. I guarantee it.
I can only imagine how hard it must have been in pre-cell phone days. Like, I'm late, but I'm in a spot where I have no ability to communicate that I'm
so
late right now.
Just got to trust.
Wow.
One of the groomsmen in our wedding was so late. so late. And he walked in with the quote that to this day we still laugh about because they're still friends. But he comes in, everybody's dressed, we're doing pictures. It's probably within an hour of the ceremony. He was supposed to have been there about 5 hours earlier for pictures. And he comes in and he says, a day late, a dollar short, but I'm here. And I
Thanks,
looked at my then husband to be like, get your friend.
There was a look. So there was a look.
A day late, a dollar short, but I'm here.
That's so good.
Great.
I just saw this text. I feel like this is a good way to end it. 7711 said, I was late to a recognition breakfast at work to celebrate my achievements of being at work and always on time.
Oh, how hilarious is that?
The one time you're late, it's when they recognize you.
Oh, so good. All right, coming up, minute and a half. Two sons. Big trouble. But God can change everything.
Discipleship to start your day. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Okay, let me break down a story. And, you know, I'm really glad we don't have like music playing and we aren't in a church. We can just talk to you. But some of you need to be talked with this morning. And this might be you. There's my favorite first message I ever delivered in my life was from Luke 15. It's the parable of the wayward sons.
Oh, I don't know if you've ever told us that before.
First one, I had to speak in front of the whole student body and my homiletics prof worked with me on it. And, man, I saw God work that day. It's terrified when you got to speak to all your peers.
It's definitely unnerving.
Nerve-wracking deal. But here's the deal. I studied this thing forward and backward. Let me give you the takeaway that you need to know from the parable of the wayward sons. First off, there's two. The first one was a victim of his passion. He was so chomping at the bit to find life that he broke every kind of what was a social norm in that time. And the way this Jesus tells the story is his son said, Father, give me my share of the inheritance before he's gone. I mean, this is a crazy, reckless kid who's just wanting to go fill up his gut with his own stuff. And he's willing to say, give me whatever I need. I'm going to go. So he takes off. He's a victim of his passion big time. And guess what happens? Invariably, like a lot of us, we realize one day, whoa, all this chasing's added up to nothing. I've got nothing. He heads home. Dad puts a ring on him, the best robe, sandals on his feet, kills a fattened calf, and they have a party. So much so, it's a rip-snorting loud party. I mean, they're going for it. We need to party more in church.
I like that.
Yeah,
Let's do it. We
need to party way more. When there's baptisms and somebody comes up out of the water, you better be busting your lung cheering for that person because that's a huge deal. So he comes back. They're having a party. The older son who didn't run away chasing his passions, he's not entering into the joy of this thing. And you got to ask yourself a question, why? And the answer is pretty simple when you mine it a little bit, because we can look at our own life. And some of you maybe are there today and you go, man, I'm like that guy. He was a victim of his performance. He was so fixated on him being goody two shoes, jumping through all the hoops, that when his wayward son, brother, had come home, in fact, he didn't even call him his brother. The way Jesus tells the story, he says, this son of yours, he didn't call him his brother of mine. He said, this son of yours squandered all of your money and you're bringing him back. Here's the picture. Because the father looks at that older son that was just a victim of his performance mentality. Like, oh, I've got to perform. I've got to do it right. I got to be good. I got to do all this. And he even said that. He said, everything you've asked me to do, I've done. The issue here is this, because the whole chapter of Luke is about lost things matter to God. And this father had two lost sons. One was a victim of his passion. One was a victim of his performance. And the only indication that we have is that only the one son who was a victim of his passion came home. We don't get the rest of the story. But I just want to give it to you straight. I think, generally speaking, we all, when we're lost and dead in our sin, walking away from God, going to church and walking away from God, one of those two buckets kind of captures the essence of what we are. And I can tell you the difference between me and Allie, easy. Is there an aspect of a victim of your passion and a victim of your performance in everybody? Sure. But predominantly, I was a victim of my passion. No doubt about it. And Allie, wouldn't you say it's fair that you were a victim of performance?
Yeah. And I actually remember reading Luke 15, this parable, when I was in college. And I was a high-achieving college student. You know, I was an honor student, straight A's, you know, super involved in things. And I remember being in an intervarsity Bible study and reading this for the first time that I really remembered it. And I remember sitting there and feeling a sense of outrage, like, well, of course the older brother is angry. He has every right to be. And I just remember that overwhelming thought of, doesn't anybody else see that? Like, yeah, he's mad. I'd be mad too.
Oh, that's so good. What a great admission.
I remember that. It so clearly because I just couldn't see it. I couldn't compute a world where we celebrate this irresponsible young man
coming home.
I was the older brother.
Here's the bottom line. Jesus died for irresponsible people. Whether you're a victim of your passion or a victim of your performance, he died for you. And high performers who think that it's all about what they can do, they got to get humbled just like the victims of passion.
Yes.
Same way. And you know what? I don't know how this is working right now, but I know that the Holy Spirit is pulling down blinders. And some of you are seeing, just like Allie had to see, going, shoot, I'm an arrogant self-performer. And I've been trying to earn my status with God by what I do. And here's what I want to tell you. You're on a highway to hell. Straight up. You're on a highway to hell. Your performance cannot save you. You will not have an eternity with God until you humble yourself under God's mighty hand and understand it's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus has done. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm giving you the gospel. And I want truth hurts sometimes. But if you think you can earn your way to heaven, you are delusional. And you know what made you delusional? The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. So I'm not casting anything on you. I'm saying you're in a spiritual war. And God wants to pull down those blinders. And right now, don't let pride hold you back. Let him in. So I want to ask you right now, are you a victim of your passion and you've been just running away from God and you're like, man, I want to come home. I want Jesus in my life. I've never given him my life. I've known of my Heavenly Father, but I've not come home to be with my Heavenly Father. But today, Carl, I'm ready. Awesome. And I'm going to be very pointed with you. You're a victim of your performance and you actually think you got it going on. But maybe God in this moment has shown you, no, you don't. Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. Right, Allie?
And it's for you who's a victim of your performance. I know it rattles you a little bit because you're doing good. You're being in your mind. And if you're just honest with yourself, I'm better than most. That's kind of the mentality that keeps you in your pride, in your performance, and it keeps you from God.
Keeps you from God. So no fanfare, but I'm asking you, are both of you victim of passion, victim of performance? Are you both ready to come home? Come on. The lost will be found is what Jesus is talking about. And in this moment, you are saying, shoot, man, Carl, that's me. It's great, man. We all had to get there. We four had to get there, right, guys?
Very true.
Absolutely.
We all got there in very different ways.
Very different ways, but we got there, and getting there involves conviction.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you right now, you'll know it's the real deal when you feel a piercing in your heart like, shoot, I've been missing it, and it's okay. I'm asking you, don't let your pride hold God at bay.
Yeah.
Don't do it. But if today is the day that you're ready to come home, Come on home to Jesus. Come on, friend. First time ever. I'm not talking about rededication. I'm talking you're willing to admit, shoot, I've been a victim of my performance mentality. I thought I was better than some and that was good enough. It ain't good enough. Only the blood of Jesus is good enough. Been a victim of your passion. You thought you could fill up that void. You couldn't, could you? So here's where we go, guys. Here's where we go. I want to ask you three questions, real simple, because this is a heart cry. Notice there's no patent prayer in scripture anywhere where you go, oh, you pray this prayer. No, this is a soulish thing. It happens way deep down inside your soul. And I'm asking you, are you ready to confess? Jesus died for your sins and he had to do it because you didn't have it. Say yes. Awesome. And then he rose from the dead and he's alive today because there's no way a dead God can reveal himself to you today like this. Say yes. Now, more than just words that Jesus died for you and that he rose again, because those can be just words. When I was a little kid in church, I'd raise my hand to those words. But when you turn around and say, I repent and I'm going to follow Jesus now the rest of my life, who I know, count the cost. Count the cost. But is that you, my friend? Is that you? For you, it is today. And this is great because God's never had you pinned right here before, has he? But he's got you there. And you know what? He's pinning you with the gentle hand of love saying, come on in, kid. How sweet is that? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. God, thank you that you're working in lives this morning. And I'm thinking of someone right now that's been a victim of performance and it's never paid off. And they're aware today that it hasn't, but today they're giving their life to you. I'm thinking too of the person that's just been a victim of their passion. They've been chasing, and it hasn't worked. But today on this Freedom Friday, this is their day. This is your day of salvation. Today, salvation has come to your heart. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm fired up. I don't care if there's 1 or 100,000. God knew that you would be here today, and he loves you that much. We want to help you. And we got a practical tool, and I want you to act on this. Allie's going to give you some clear instructions. I'm asking you to move on it right now.
That's you. Just text the word NEW, N-E-W, to 312-274-9624. We're going to send you a link. Read through it in its entirety. Click on the hyperlinks. Go through it. We have encouragement for you. Next steps, some practical suggestions. Text NEW, 312-274-9624.
Yeah, just that one word, NEW. To 312-274-9624. Welcome home, man. God loves you that much.
Whether it's number 1 or 100, take that step with Jesus today. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
What an awesome thing, man. I want to welcome to the family 7956 and 0238. And 0238, I want to talk to you for a second. This is so emblematic of what God wants to do. I just pumped because this is the first text you've ever sent us. And I want you to know something. What God is doing in your life today is the greatest gift you've ever received, the gift of new life. And I'm so pumped for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a man or a woman. I don't know what age or stage of life you're in. I don't know where you're at from around Chicagoland or the world, but I know this. Our God sees you. He knows you. He loves you. And he chose you today. And it's one of the most powerful things in the world. And I mean, 6:20 to 6:25 of this Freedom Friday morning, you can look back and you as well, 7956, and go, this is the day that God saved my soul. This is the day when he made me aware of the fact that I was a victim of my passion or a victim of my performance. And it's just an awesome, awesome thing. It never gets old for us, Boom Crew, and here's why. We've experienced this. We know what it's like to be walking in the shadows of darkness and to be liberated into the goodness of God's light. It's an awe-inspiring thing. Any words for our new follower, Allie?
You know,
followers.
We sent you a text and we mean it, that welcome to the family, that there's, you know, the scripture says that there's rejoicing in heaven over the decision that you've made.
Of one.
Just one. So your decision today prompts rejoicing in heaven.
Awesome. It's beautiful, man. You know, the great challenge that we have in the Christian life is that our sensitivity to the miracle of salvation would get dulled, would get drab, that we'd get groggy spiritually around the greatest miracle ever, that God can breathe life into dead people and make them well. What an amazing thing. So welcome to the family. If you are new in Jesus here today, you can text anytime. If you can say, yes, I believe Jesus died for my sins. Yes, he rose from the dead. He's at work in my life right now. I sense it, Carl. He's calling me. And yes, I'm going to turn around by the power of him in me, and I'm going to follow Jesus the rest of my life. If that's you today, just text the word new to us and we'll get this. Got a cool little just quick start guide with three links in there that are going to help you follow Jesus. I think it'll really be practical. I wish so badly every time I do one of these things, I'm like, shoot, I wish I had that when I was a new follower of Jesus. But God always provides for those that are new in Christ. It could be a word. It could be a strange coincidence where two people meet together. It could be an arm wrapped around a shoulder, somebody wiping up a tear with you, but welcome to the family. When you can, text NEW to 312-274-9624.
Boom Crew, celebrate what God is doing in you. This is Carl and Crew Mornings.
You know, we thank God for you guys. We really do. What God's doing in your life is so cool. Want to welcome to the family, 0550, way to go. And a first-time texter, just want to acknowledge you right now, 4572. New to the crew, new to Jesus Christ, new to the crew maybe as well, because you're born again now. You're going to connect with the truths that we have around here that like never before. And we're overjoyed for what God is doing in your life. And I know all too well. Allie knows all too well. Super Die, Young Thunder, the common thread, although we come from crazy different backgrounds, and the evidence of God's work is that we're all here together. We all had to come to a point where we realized we were victims of our passion and or victims of our performance. And it didn't work. And man, it's both terrifying and awesome. It's that moment of, oh no. And then a moment of, oh yeah.
Nothing that I can do. Nothing that I can try to fill myself with. None of it. All of it is worthless.
Yeah. And you know, I got to do a quick shout out here. Take me 20 seconds. I'm going to say it again. I don't care how long you've been in church. Please don't let the illusion of salvation keep you from an eternity with Jesus. And if you question where you're standing with God, there are 9 ways to know you stand with God and that he stands with you. But my friend, do not go past this moment. I know sometimes you're thinking, oh man, I've been in church, I've been doing all these things, and I've got this weird conviction that maybe this is me. Let us help you with this. Because we just go to the Word of God, and we got a blog for you right now that'll help you sort through this to make sure, because this religion illusion thing is deadly. And we want to help you cut through the fog.
Just text the word STAND. 9 ways to know you stand with God. He stands with you. Just text STAND, S-T-A-N-D, to 312-274-9624. STAND to 312-274-9624.
Everything you need to start your day right. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
I felt convicted of God that we start featuring something around here that we talk too little about. We're sitting here at Moody Bible Institute. Dale Moody's passion for this place was to train up GAP men and women from every nation, tribe, and tongue, every stage of life. It was one of the coolest things. He understood Galatians 3:28 before the rest of the world did. that there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, man nor woman. He epitomized it here. You go up to the second story of Kroll. You get off the elevator right here, and it's got this plaque from long before the civil rights movement made any headway at all. And he's like, bring them in. Men, women, every color, bring them in. It was really cool.
It's incredible that he had the foresight to see what so many couldn't at that time.
He read his Bible. he read his Bible.
Undoubtedly so.
Yeah. It was amazing. He just read his Bible. Do you know what's great about Moody? You know, nobody claims that he was some brilliant theologian.
I think his education stopped at like third grade.
It did.
Formal education.
Yeah.
He was peddling shoes like a mad dog. And
that's right.
And then he ultimately decided, I've got to commit my life to this thing called the gospel. And what came out of it was Moody Bible Institute. Now, what's the drive of Moody Bible Institute? You know what it is? It is? We're training up freedom fighters here in the best sense. Now, that term gets used by rebel groups that are fighting for freedom and usually in a healthy way. But this is Freedom Fighter Central right here. Right here, I've got my arm out as if you can see it, Boom Crew. Right here is, this is where we train up freedom fighters who are going to take the best news ever around the globe. And coming up in a couple of minutes, a minute and a half, we'll get after this here. We're going to have a special guest in studio. Is it awesome to hear these people that are passionate about training freedom fighters around here?
Yes, and something new that's going to be coming to Moody Bible Institute very soon.
Hang on, minute and a half.
Your shot of hope to make it through the day. It's Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, we want to feature what's happening here at Moody Bible Institute. Moody Radio is a part of a bigger family, we like to say. Moody Bible Institute has been doing this for a very long time, educating students, sending them out to do the work of the Lord in many different fields.
And I don't know that a lot of people that are listening right now even understand the full extent of this, but we've got an expert in here, Dr. Lisa Smith. You've got a passion for getting kids equipped in the Word of God and actually equipped with teaching degrees. Tell us about your heart behind this.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad to represent the Moody Bible Institute Elementary Education Program. So we've been certified through the Association of Christian Schools International since the late 90s. And so we recently had a 25-year anniversary of accreditation through ACSI. And what we're doing now, in fall of 2025, we're unrolling an addition, which is state certification. So incoming freshmen, fall 2025, they will be prepared, according to state licensure in Illinois, to go out and teach in schools, whether they are public or Christian, that require state certification.
And I guess the added benefit here is you're armed with the Word of God. So
Amen.
you got a biblical worldview that you're armed with, right, sister?
We are. That's, can I share my heart?
You pour out. We're all about here, right, Allie?
Let's do it.
Okay, so you're talking to a preacher's kid who came from a line of preachers and teachers.
Okay.
And so I went to public school myself, but the weekends, for sure, were all about preparing for worship, being part of the preacher's family. It's all of us. And so I know what it is to also go and teach in public school and be a Christian, walking with the Lord, growing with the Lord in my own relationship. And, you know, what I've learned, even if we're in a public school, but any school, I tell my students, when you come into the methods courses, now it's time to apply that Bible, that theology knowledge that you have, apply it in your daily walk. And so we're led by the grace of God, not only in what we know about him, but our craft, you know, and the Lord can do
yes.
some things. Everyone's got to go through that first year of teaching. You want to talk about neology.
Yeah.
The Lord
neology.
Jesus.
Neology.
I prepared and it didn't go well. This is where we begin to trust the Lord in walking out our relationship with God. This is where we learn when we go out into the field. And so as Christians, our foundation is the Bible. That's our roadmap, following the Holy Spirit, directing us in the practical things and then in our profession and then the relationships, shepherding children, other people's children, shepherding them as they walk through growing in a year's knowledge by the grace of God. So Beautiful. Being able to balance that, what I've learned and I always share with our students in elementary education is my favorite in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, where Solomon wrote, God has made everything beautiful in its time. And that's the life of a teacher. And I'm just speaking, that's very narrow. That's the life of every believer. But he has made everything beautiful in its time. And we have to remember that as we grow little fledglings, pre-service teachers, and then go into the school systems, we are armed with the knowledge that our Savior is here to lead us in our growth. And it impacts the class.
You are a preacher's kid, yes, and I love every minute of it.
I do, too. You know, I think Dr. Lisa Smith, our guest this morning, I think back, I had some great teachers over the years. I think back to elementary school and middle school and high school. But I can't think of many teachers I had that were great teachers who loved the Lord. There's a difference. There's great teachers, and we need great teachers. But speak to the impact of a teacher who stands in front of a group of students in a public school or a private school who loves the Lord.
Yes. I haven't done both of those things. As a child, I was able to sense the teachers that I had who were Christians in various denominations, yeah. But I was able to sense that. And I would say there's a grace upon your classroom.
Yeah.
Right? And we come in, yes, and we pray over, every teacher knows who knows the Lord, across the country, across the universe, praying over your class, praying over the desks at standardized testing time. You better believe we're in there praying over this room and over every child, thinking on them. There's a song that says, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. Mm-hmm. That's what we should do as teachers. And secondly, the Lord impressed upon me in a public environment, your mission field is your colleagues.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Because we're teaching in the room. You know, we're teaching with academics heavily. And of course, we love our students in the Lord. But our mission field is our colleagues. It's like being in the marketplace. It's another marketplace.
It's a marketplace ministry. I mean, that's what we are. There's no divide between secular and spiritual. We are God's kids in this world making a difference. Boom Crew, you're listening to this right now and you're going, whoo. I've got a junior or a senior, and I think they need to hear what you just shared. We're going to tell you how you can get that link, but some of you are saying, let's get enrolled right now. Yeah. You might be young enough to be hearing this right now going, God's working in my heart. You might be a parent, grandparent of a kid that you think is prime for something like this. We've got a link for you right now.
Dr. Lisa Smith, our guest this morning, program head and assistant professor of elementary education. If you want more information on the education program here at Moody or any of the other programs, just text Moody to 312-274-9624. Text Moody to 312-274-9624.
Dr. Smith, quick delineation. Currently, you are equipping students to go into Christian schools. You're accredited for that, but that's shifting even into 2025. It's going to be all schools.
Yes, we value our Christian school accreditation. Our students now and have been doing since the late 90s, they go into stateside. That means across the states, ACSI, K through 8 schools. They go into those schools to teach and internationally. So that means our student teachers, we had just last semester, one in Germany, one in Japan, and the rest are in Chicago, student teaching. And so that's just a preface of what they're able to do when they graduate, even now. So what we're doing is adding on so that our graduates will have the opportunity to choose or wherever God leads them,
yes,
to go into that school. And what they're asking for, they'll be able to present it. And
that's
then
beautiful.
It's up to them to walk with the Lord.
I got a vision for it now, Boom Crew. You do too. Text Moody to 312-274-9624. Moody to 312-274-9624. Dr. Smith, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Carl and crew.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.